Revelers in Bangkok celebrate the Thai New Year with water fights, a tradition that marks the beginning of the rainy season. But this year it brought record temperatures, 45.4 degrees Celsius, a new high even for a country accustomed to hot weather. Outside the Grand Palace, a temporary respite from the heat for the birds, and lots of umbrellas, but not a drop of rain in sight.
I think it is a little bit hotter this year. It's very hot this time of year anyway. The rainy season will come in a month or so, but this period is hotter than the rainy season.
The heat waves being felt all across South and Southeast Asia. Bangladesh's capital Dhaka reached temperatures of 42 degrees Celsius, hotter than it's been in decades. Not so bad for those who can afford to retreat indoors into the air conditioning, but potentially life-threatening for those that can't. But while millions across the region are feeling the heat, there's little governments can do.
Knowing exactly where your vulnerable population is and how to create measures that reduce and mitigate the impact of a heat wave on them is actually quite difficult to do.
In rural India, average temperatures are 5 degrees higher than usual for this time of year. Agricultural workers have little choice when it comes to working under the glare of the sun. And even if they can find somewhere to shelter, their land is baking.
The temperatures have gone up considerably in recent years. Earlier, it would never go above 37 degrees Celsius. Now it goes up to 45 degrees. The heat is extremely harsh. My body is dehydrated. It needs water. And so do my crops. The heat is so bad that even if you irrigate them, they are still dry.
With the mercury rising, everyone's watching the forecasts and hoping for rain.
Here in Bangkok, the temperatures have gone down to a relatively cool 37 degrees. The question now is going to be, when do the monsoon rains start? And if they don't come soon, it's going to be a long, hot summer. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.